We're learning Yerideya Simin Sadi Gimel, and there are two strange shitos in Rishonim that come up. One is the shita of the Baal HaItor, and the second is the shita of the Rashba. The Baal HaItor is found on Yud-Daled Beis in Chelek Beis of the Itor. The Baal HaItor basically says he has a few different opinions in the Torah quotes, but Baal HaItor says, if I have a fleshik pot and then I cook milk in that fleshik pot, so what's going to happen afterwards is that the pot effectively becomes a kosher pot. And this is already mavir harayon, like it's mamish troubling. How does such a thing like this happen? How do you go from fleishiks, and a fleishik pot is usher to use, we paskin, and then I take a fleishik pot and I cook milchiks. So then suddenly that is machshir the pot. It's mamish hard to understand. So the Taz already tries to explain the Baal HaItor. But the Shach jumps up and down and spits with a nickel. So he says, why the Shach and the Kudus HaKas? So he says, why on earth are you explaining the Baal HaItor? The Baal HaItor is wrong, right? And in fact, no one really paskins like the Baal HaItor. Nonetheless, like Tayrihi Vilomor Ani Tayrich. And nonetheless, my understanding of the Taz and why he tries to defend the Baal HaItor somewhat is because since the Baal HaItor is quoted in the Torah, and as we've mentioned like 26,000 and a quarter times, the Taz views himself as a Perush on the Torah. So Memele, he feels a shtickel achrayis to defend a shita that's mentioned in the Torah, although the Torah rejects the Baal HaItor. The Torah rejects the Baal HaItor because the Torah tainos that stam kederish b'shas is a kederish al cheres. Right, so an earthenware keli, we pass in kli cheres in a yotzei midei dochi la'olam. We pass in that kli cheres, once it absorbs, the absorption remains forever. If the kli cheres always remains, the thing inside it always remains, so how is it that al yedei cooking something else, how is it that you get it out? That's the kasha that the Torah asks on the Baal HaItor. Be'etzem, it's not really that shver on the Baal HaItor. We're going to learn in Kuf Chaf Aleph, Be'ezus Hashem Yisparach, we'll get there. We're going to learn in Kuf Chaf Aleph that this din that Kli Cheres in the Yotzei Midei Dofi La'olam is somewhat amended by the Baal HaItor. The Baal HaItor holds that Kli Cheres in the Yotzei Midei Dofi La'olam means with Hag'ola Pam Achas. But if you do Hag'olas Gimel Pa'amim, so then Kli Cheres is Yotzei Midei Dofi La'olam. Providing it is already a Kli Cheres, which is Eino Ben Yomo, Zoso Meres, providing that the Iser is right now an Iser Drabanan. So in that situation, we're going to say that Kli Cheres is Yotzei Midei Dofio Ayde Hag'olas Gimel Pa'amim. That's the Shita of the Baal HaItor and Kuf Chaf Aleph. And the Prima Gadim over here, Tainos, that the Prima Gadim Tainos, that this is probably the Pshat in the Baal HaItor. Prima Gadim on this Taz Ifkatin Aleph, in the second paragraph of the Prima Gadim, there's a few lines where he says this. By the way, this shita is not so completely rejected. If you look in the Rashi in the Teres Habayis on Daf Lamed Zayin, which is, by the way, the source of the next thing that we'll talk about, which is the unusual shita of the Rashba here in Sadi Gimel, the Rashba holds that when we say Kli Cheres doesn't have Hag'ola, what that means is Kli Cheres that absorbed an Iser D'oraisa, or a Kli Cheres that absorbed an Iser D'rabbanan. Tikkun that is Yeshlo Ikar Min HaTayra. But if I have a Kli Cheres that absorbs an Issa Drabonon She'ein Lo Ikar Min HaTayra, if I have a Kli Cheres that absorbed an Issa Drabonon that has no halachic basis, right, or no halachic basis on the level of Da'iraisa, so such a Kli Cheres, you can be Machshir Al Yidei Hag'olas Gimel Pamin, Bishuli Nachrim. The Rashba writes over here, it's in the Torah of Isaac Kotzer, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. The Rashba writes that Bishuli Nachrim is considered Ein Lo Ikar Min HaTayra, and therefore Kli Cheres with Bishuli Nachrim, Hag'olas Gimel Pamin will help. So Nekudari Shona over here is that the Baal HaItor, the Baal HaItor says that if I have a Kli Cheres, that's a Fleshig Kli Cheres, and then I cook milk in that Kli Cheres, that somehow that is Machshir the Kli Cheres, somehow becomes Kasher. So the tour asks, what do you mean? How can it become kosher? L'maisa, it is Kli Cheres, and Kli Cheres has no Hechsher. So we're suggesting that no, Kli Cheres actually has Hechsher. According to Baal HaItor, Kli Cheres is Hechsherable with Hagolas Gimel Panim. Now this is a tad difficult because this Baal HaItor over here, Yodalad Amid Beis, does not say you need Hagolas Gimel Panim, no? If I want to connect it to the other Baal HaItor, you'd have to say Hag'olas Gimel Pa'amin, but okay, at least we're like getting somewhere. So what's the Yishuv for this Baal HaItor? So the Taz at this has a fancy razzle-dazzle mahalach, no? The Gemara at the end of Avodah Zarah asks Akasha, what's the status of a shput? If you have a spit, that means that the iser goes directly into the spit, how you day a fight. So on the one hand, we say regarding kutchin that the spit can be kashered. On the other hand, we say in the Mishnah Avodah Zarah that the spit can't be kashered, how you day hug Allah. Right, or the spit can't be normally kashered, you would need libun. You would need libun. Kodavar, right, that asher yavo ve'esh, you would need libun on the spit. So that's a steer that the Gemara has. So the famous answer in the Gemara is the answer that there's a difference between hetera bala and yisura bala. That's the answer that's accepted ladina, meaning that if I have a kodshim spit, so the kachim spit is hetera bala. The moment that the animal is nice and time into the spit, it's kosher. It only becomes treif, it only becomes nosar later on. Right? So it's hetera bala. So by hetera bala, all you need is hagala. You don't need libun. As opposed to the case of isura bala, if I have, what's it called in Hawaii? They have like a luau. Right, that you have like the chaz or the little pig that goes around and around and around on the spit. I've never been invited to one, Rabbi Osling. They have one on the street here. So maybe you'll invite me next time. Right, so if you have a luau, so it's absorbing the chaz or directly al yedei the fire, so that's yisura bala, so you need leaven. Right, that's the famous answer in the Gemara. But lifneiza in the Gemara has a yesod that the reason why it is mutter is because ko yonase gil lachavero, meaning to say that every single day you use the spit again and again and again, and ko yonase gil lachavero, meaning that it always becomes kasher one thing after the other. The Taz, that Svara will help in the Rashba. Right now we're still in the Baal HaItor. Let's go back. The Baha Yitzhak says that if I cook milk in a fleshing of pot, the pot becomes kosher. The shayla is, how can the pot become kosher? It's a kli cheres, and the kli cheres can never become kosher. So Prima Gun wants to say, the Baha Yitzhak himself holds that kli cheres does become kosher. Ayde hag olas gimel pa'amim. Once it's an osir, only midrabonon. The Taz has a different mahalach. The Taz writes that the chumrah of kli cheres is only formulated in yin kachim. The inyan chulin, kli cheres can become kosher. We know it can't. That's a din d'rabbanan. Right? By chulin, the fact that it becomes, the fact that by chulin, kli cheres can't become kosher, that's only a din d'rabbanan. Consequently, by this din d'rabbanan, we're going to say that when I cook the milk in the fleshig pot, the milk itself is serving as the medium to be machshir the fleshig pot. I could do hag'ola with water, or I could do hag'ola with milk. So in this case, I'm doing hag'ola with milk. It doesn't help, right? Hag'ola doesn't help on the kli cheres. The answer is no. That's a din d'oraisa. That's a din d'rabbanan that it doesn't help. On the level of d'oraisa, it does help. Since it does help on the level of d'oraisa, so now in this situation, I have a pot which originally was fleshig, and now I kasher it ayde the milk. So what am I going to do? I could say that the pot is a fleshig pot like it originally was, but it was kashered. What if it's kashered? It should be a milchig pot. Elamai, it's a pot that's both milchig and fleshig. Well, then I can't use such a pot that's both milchig and fleshig. Since it ends up being a situation that the pot would require, the pot can't be used because it's pot's milchik and the pot's fleshik, so pot can't be used. So what we'll do is we'll say it's garnished. Right? If the pot was a milchig pot beforehand, so then what I'll do is I'll kasher the pot. Kli cheres, you can't kasher, but you'll use it as milchiks. If it was a fleshig pot, you'll use it as fleshiks. But now I have a kli cheres that can't be used neither for milchiks nor for fleshiks. So what do I do with such a pot? I have two options. Throw it out, break it, or say it's nothing. Meaning, what I could say is that the milchiks really served as a hechsher for the fleshiks. Deep breath. Now, this itself doesn't really solve the problem because the mice and the pot should still be milchiks, right? I'm kashering the fleshiks ayidei the milk. But I say I have milk that's mala resifa. So I'm kashering the fleshiks ayidei the milk. So the pot should be milchiks. How can you say the pot becomes nothing? So the Taz does not really give us the full sentence. To get the full sentence, you have to look at the Baha Yitzhar inside or read the Beis Yosef carefully where he quotes the Baha Yitzhar. The Beis Yosef writes that the pshat over here is, I have a fleshig cheres pat. I am boiling milk in my fleshig cheres pat. The din is that kol zman it's mala resifa. I read the Torid Lifwald, Einoi Boileya. No? Remember this Nusach? Right? Sadi Beis Sef Aleph, Gemar Kuf Ches. They have a piece of basar that falls into Yore Rosachas. So Gemara says that so long as it's mamish boiling, right? So it's not going to be Boileya. No? It's not going to be Boileya. Wow. So says the Beis Yosef, that's really what the Baha Itur means. He quotes in Mari ibn Habib, Shadas Baha Itur, Dim Bishel Chola Bekadera Shabishal Basar, Khoshab Bishal Habasar, Khoshab, excuse me, Bishal Hacholav Kehag Allah, Im Nizhar Lishboch, also Cholam Akadera, Kodem Shatanuach Haraticha. You have to pour it out before it stops boiling. That's the pshat in the Baha Itur. Right? The Baha Itur is saying that Cholav is Hag Allah on the Kli Cheres. And you have to say that the Baha Ita holds fundamentally Hagala helps on Kli Cheres. So Taz says, yeah, the fact that I can't kasher Kli Cheres is the din d'rabbanan. the Prima God demands that the Ito is really can kasher karas. It's a different rabban because it's only done by kashrut. I still, how come the pot is not milchik? The answer is that we're talking about a case that you're pouring the milk out of the pot before it stops boiling. Kach katuv bebet Yosef, Sfardi, bet Yosef, kach katuv bebet Yosef, b'shem Mahari ibn Habib, oichet Sfardi. Maran ibn Habib. Right, whatever it is. But the Bet Yosef quotes that he is saying the pshat is that it's still boiling, and that's why the pot doesn't become milchig. Because Kozman's boiling, it's going to be Isaac in drawing the Isser out, and therefore it won't be boileya. Right? Again, I'm reading a teeny bit into it, but I'm right. Like, this is pshat in the Beis Hillel between Mariv and Habib. I did not realize this until like a few hours ago, but that's absolutely pshat. So that's the shita number one, the shita of the Itor. Second, I'd say Tzavarfin, the shita over here, but maybe not so Tzavarfin, is the shita of the Rashba. The Rashba says Azoi. The Rashba says that if I have, let's say, a fleishig pot, and then I cook your ruckles in the fleishig pot. I cook vegetables in the fleishig pot. So the cooking of the vegetables somehow is maklish the fleishigs in the pot. And therefore, that pot can no longer create problems if I cook milchigs in it afterwards. That's what the Torah quotes in the Rashba. Rashba is on Lamed Zayin, Bidape Torah Habayis, both in the Torah Habayis HaKotz and Torah Habayis HaOrech Lamed Zayin Amad Alf Lamed Zayin Amad Beis. Gevaldik. The Torah likes this Rashba, meaning to say, even though the Torah asked a kasha on the Baha Itor, the Torah said, Baha Itar, how can you say that when you cook milchiks in a fleishiga pot, that the pot becomes okay? It's a kli charis. How could kli charis become okay? The Torah does not ask anything on the Rashba. He only asks akasha on the Baha Itar. Why is that? The Beis Yosef is bothered by the kasha. Why is it that the Torah is only asking on the Itor? Why is he not asking on the Rashba as well? So in the Beis Yosef, there are two possible distinctions. One distinction is that maybe the Rashba is talking about Kli Shetef rather than Kli Cheres. Kli Shetef are like metal cable that you can kasher. Right, so the Torah does not ask on the Rashba because the Rashba is not talking about an earthenware keli. Now, it's a little bit unusual because if Stam Kederis were Cheres, so then for the Rashba also Stam Kederis should be Cheres, but okay, that's one possibility. Second possibility is Ein Kategar Nasa Sanegar, meaning that in the case of the Baal HaGitur, I have a fleishig pot. What are you saying? Okay, think about this. Like, unless you're a yeshiva bacher, if someone would tell you, I have a fleishig pot, and you cook milchiks in the pot, what happens to that pot? Right? So everyone's saying, mamish treif, no? That's what everyone in their right mind would say. But if you're mamish yeshiva bacher, the Baal HaGitur says it becomes kasher. Like, dude, how can it become kasher? In Kategar, Nasa Senegar, no? Cholov is the mortal enemy of Basar. How can Cholov be a machshir of the Basar? It looks bad. I think this lo yitachin is that since you can't say it with a straight face, right? If you can't explain it, if you see someone on the street, you can't explain this to people, right? I don't think it's a fundamental din. My understanding over here is that it's kind of siz shmecht gefährlich. It smells bad. That's the pshat, right? It doesn't sound right to be machshir a kederish al basar yidei cholov, Right, that's the second pshat in the Rashba, or the second pshat in the Tur. That's the pshat that the Beis Yosef quotes from Rabbeinu Yerucham. Zachariah?
I mean, like, it's important to know about Pala. Like, the Pala just cases only when there's shishim of milk. And that's, like, important to think about.
Right. The Baha Yitra is only talking about when there is shishim of milk. So the Beis Yosef raises that issue also. The Beis Yosef says something to the effect of that... Right? Meaning, he says, if there's shishim, so what difference is there between chalav and yirakos? If there's no shishim, what difference is there between chalav and yirakos? Like mamanosh. Right? So there are two possible distinctions. One is a distinction in the material of the pat. The second is a distinction based on the rule of Enk Ategar Nasa Sanegar. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef invents a third distinction over here. The Shach in the Nekudas HaKesef says that the scenario of the Rashba, when the Rashba says that from Mavasho Yerukos in the fleshing of Pat, that the Pat becomes okay, the Rashba is talking about that I am effectively Magil, that fleshing of Pat. Hag'ola, we paskin, requires ma'ale resichos. Hag'ola requires that it's bubbling, let's say 212, right? It's mamish boiling. That's hag'ola. Pachos mi 212 doesn't count as hag'ola. Says the shach and the kudus hakesef over here. The shach says, first of all, he thinks that the Rashba is correct, lahalacha. The fact that the Tur is masig on the Baha Itur, he's not masig on the Rashba, means the Rashba is correct, lahalacha. HaRashba is either talking about Kederish or Matech, that's like the Beis Yosef, right? Inami, or else, he's talking about a different situation. The Inami, by the way, is bothered by a second Tasha. It's a Mitzadi Hei. In Simin Sadi Dalid Se'if Hey, excuse me, we have the following case. If I stick a milky spoon, let's say in the fleshig apat, or let's say better, if I cook water in a milky apat, so do I reset the clock of 24 hours? So the whole deal there is, do I reset the clock? No one is saying that's Hagolah. No one is saying that the pat becomes kosher. Why not? According to the Rashba, l'cha'ira, the pat should become kosher. Because if I cook yirakos in the pat, and that is mafshir the pat, so if I cook water in the pat, it should be mafshir the pat. The Teretz is, says the Shach in the Kodesh HaKesef, that in Sadi Dalid, we're talking about a situation that it's not mala resichus. In order to do hag'olah, it has to be roschen. If it's just yad soledes bo, it absorbs, but it's not pilate. So the case in the Rashba, says the Shach, is that it is, what's it called? The case of the Rashba is that it is mala resipis, and because it's mala resipos, that's why, because it's mala resipos, that's why it is mutter. Now, the Bade HaShulchan, page 219, does not like this Mahalacha the Shach at all. The Mahalacha the Shach is that when the Rashba says, when you cook your ruckles in the fleshing of pat, it is machshir the pat. The Shach understands that means that I'm cooking your ruckles and it's mamish boiling. And when it mamish boils, that's Hagolah.
As opposed to
the other cases, when I cook something, not to the degree of boiling, so then it's not a hagola.
And then the milk would be not
delivered. And that's a case where So in the Rashba's case, Zuck the Shach, I pass him like the Rashba, Zosomeris, in the case that's malarasichus, it's okay.
And the case of, so even cholov and cholov.
So by cholov, it theoretically could be okay. However, right, the case of the Baal HaItur is talking about, well, I shouldn't say like this. By cholov, in the case of the Baal HaItur, I have two problems. One is that it's peres. Two, I have my problem of inkategor and asa senegor. But in the Rashba's case, it's going to be okay, Zot the Shach, because it's mamasha hag'ola. That's what the Shach says. And that's how the Shach defends the Rashba. The Taz has a somewhat similar defense of the Rashba. The Taz writes, then Sadidat if hey, we're talking about that you, inside Dan Sef Hey, when I cook the water, and the only shaylos do I reset the clock, that's about I cook the water, but it's not kishiyur shebishlu bobasar. But in our case, by the Rashba, I'm cooking it kishiyur shebishlu bobasar. Now, what does the Taz mean when he says kishiyur shebishlu bobasar? There's machlokes between the Yad Yehuda and the Chabas Das, I believe. Rib 5-0 points this out. One could understand that the shiur is a shiur in Zman. The other alternative is that the shiur that we're talking about is a shiur in... Actually, no, the Prima Gadim writes that's a shiur in Zman. The Yad Yehuda says it's a shiur in Kamas. That's not the same as the Shach. The Shach is saying that the Rashba is talking about a din of Hag'olah. And therefore, it has to be Mala Resichus. The Taz is saying that the Pshat in the Rashba is that I solve a problem when I cook Yerukos in a Kedera, but I'm cooking the Yerukos Kishi'ur Shebishlu Bahabasar. Either the Shi'ur of Zman, like the Prima Godim says, or the Shi'ur of Kamos, like the Yad Yehuda says. But the Taz is not saying that it's really a Hag'olah. He's not saying the Shach. Now, the Shach's chat sounds right, right? It sounds like it's really going to solve issues in Judaism. The scenario is that it's Hag'olah. However, says Reb Feivel in the Badei HaShulchan, page 219, he says, no, that's not going to work in the Rashba. Because if you read the Rashba, and I'm talking about now the Rashba and the Teres Habayis HaOruch, not the Rashba and the Teres Habayis HaKatzer, no. If you read the Rashba and the Teres Habayis HaAruch, he brings a raya where he quotes, the Teres Habayis HaAruch quotes the Rashba, or it is the same person, the Vesya, the Teres Habayis HaAruch of the Rashba says, I have a raya to my Yisod that cooking vegetables is machshir the pat, from that Gemara and Avodah Zarah, Bisofo, when the Gemara says, Ko yom na'ase gi'ur l'chaveiro. Ko yom na'ase gi'ur l'chaveiro means that every day you cook the basar of korbanos the same way as you cooked it the day beforehand. So that's exactly what the Taz says. That misdama, the cooking on day two, is the same as cooking on day one. And on day two, I get the cooking it the same way, so then it solves the problem. If I don't cook it the same way, both in Kamos and in Zman, let's say, so then it doesn't solve the problem. So, one second. If the Lashon of the Rashba, or if the proof text of the Rashba is Ko Yom Na'aseh Gi'ul L'Chaveiro, that's not talking about a Hag'olah. Hag'olah means Al Yedei Roschen. The case over there, the Gemara Sof Avodah Zarah, is not Hag'olah. That's not the case. So therefore, the Beis Yosef says, the Badei HaShulchan says, I don't like the Shach Pshat in the Rashba. Let's just say it again very quickly. The case in Barth Sli. So therefore, how could the Shach be correct B'chalav? Because the Rashba is talking about a case without war. Right? Or the Makar HaDavar is not a din of Hag'olah. Second of all, Ko Yom Na'aseh Gi'ul L'Chaveiro, it doesn't sound like it's Hag'olah at all. Elamai, right? It's not Hag'olah. Elamai, it's a new din that Rashba says that when you cook something for the same amount of time as the previous thing was cooked, that serves as a hechsher. But that mahalach, the Taz says, yeah, that's the pshat in the Rashba. But lemaisa, the Taz says that the Maharshal says we don't paskin like the Rashba, because we never see in Shas that there is hakloshas hatam ayudei the second bishul. Hakloshas hatam is something that we'll discuss in the sugya of Naparnat. If I have a fleishiga plate and I put fish in the fleishiga plate, can I put milchiks on that fish? So there's a discussion of hakloshas hatam. But you don't see hakloshas hatam in this situation so much. So therefore, the Rashba says, therefore the Maharshal, according to Taz, says, I reject the Rashba. So let's go slowly. The Gemara Nafod is Zara. We could say, Kol Yom Nasa Gil L'Chavera, that's a special din by Kachem. Or L'maisa, that Mahalach M'sach Sevel D'Zara. It's like a Havamina Mahalach. Or it's not the accepted Mahalach L'Halacha. So, be it as it may, the Taz does not like this Rashba that I kasher a pot by cooking veggies. Right? In other words, if I have a fleshic pot and I cook veggies, the Rashba says you could cook milchiks after. The Taz rejects this Rashba. The Shah wants to defend the Rashba. But the Badei HaShulchan says, you know what? The Shach's pshat doesn't seem to fit in the Makar Hadavar of the Rashba, because the Makar Hadavar of the Rashba in the Torah Sabayis HaOruch is based on Kol Yom Nasa Gil L'Chavero, which is based on Kachim, Tzli. It doesn't sound like it's real Hagolah V'Roishim. So therefore, even though the Shach defends the Rashba, the Badei HaShulchan says we don't follow the Shach. You follow the Taz, you follow all the Achronim, and you reject the Rashba. Nonetheless, at the very end, he quotes a tshuva of the Chesed LaAvraham that's cited in the Darkei Tshuva. They can be mitzarif the Rashba in a case of other sveikos, right? Meaning, I guess, let's say I'm not sure, right, what I used this pot for 2 hours ago. I have a new pot, let's say, and I cooked something in the pot. But if it's 3 o'clock in the morning and like, I don't know what, which end is up. And then at 7 o'clock in the morning, I cook some vegetables in the same pot. So now I want to know what's the story of this pot, no? So in that situation, I have a Rashba to rely on. That whatever was there is huklash. And therefore, I'm not sure if it's milchiks or fleishiks, it's a suffix. Combined with the fact that the Rashba says it's huklash ayde bishul yirako, right? In that case, it could be megel, because it's an additional suffix. But just to be megel on the Rashba straight up, if you know it's a fleishig apat and you cook yirakos, so that we're not willing to do. Okay? Should I repeat it, Noah? And let's say it again. The Rashba holds you cook yirakos in a fleishig pot, it's okay. Pshat in the Rashba is understood by the Shach to be based on a din of Hag'olah, in the cases that's Mala Resichus, and that answers all the stevers in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Badei HaShulchan does not like that Shach's pshat in the Rashba. Rather, the Badei HaShulchan is inclined to reject the Rashba, like the Taz and like the other Achronim do. The Rashba, the Maharshal, quoting the Taz, does, and the Rashba is rejected. But even though the Rashba is rejected, it's only rejected in a normal case, but it still remains a shtickle alive. It's like on the respirator, right? The Rashba. If I have another suffix, I could use the Rashba. That's basically the halacha l'maisa situation of this Rashba. Deep breath. So what we basically have covered so far are the two tzavar for neshitas. The shita of the Baha Itor, right? Which the Torah does not like at all, but still the Taz defends, right? And the Taz, by the way, sounds like he accepts the Baha Itar to some extent, no? The Taz defends the Baha Itar that, right, Kli Cheres is then only by Kachim, etc. Okay? And then there's the Shita, the Rashba. And the Baha Itar talks about I cook milk in the Fleishig Apat. That serves as Hechsher. So that one the Taz is okay with. But the rash about cooking vegetables in the fleshy kapat, that the Taz is not so into. The Shach says, oh yeah, the rash was okay, but the Balaita is in Gans and Upgeschlacht. No? La Halacha, the Balaita seems to be like deep left field, no? Like two difficulties, Klicheres and Inkateger Nasa Sanegar. The rash was possibly defensible. In a case, certainly, when you're cooking it to Mala Rasicha, that should count as a Hagala, no? What the Shach is saying seems correct, la halacha. Even if it's not pshat in the Rashba, but why should it not be correct, la halacha? Right? And in a situation that you cook the vegetables, but not to the extent of Mala Rasicha, so then is the Rashba in Gans and Upgeschlacht? Maybe not. Maybe it still combines to other sfeikos. That's basically the short answer. We're good?
Don't we say
what? Slowly, louder.
The Ramah says,
the Ramah says what?
Never mind. I misplaced something.
The Ramah, I don't think that the Torah, the Torah quotes it. The Torah is not masig on the rash, but the Beis Yosef asks, how come you're not masig on the rash, though? Right? When you were masig on the Baha Itar, right? So we try to defend the rash, though. Okay, next Tzavarfana Shita. Today we're talking about difficult Shitas, right? If I want to give a title to today's shir, it's Shvera Shitas, right? So Shvera Shita number 3 is a Hagos Shari Dura Lamed Hey Os Hey that is quoted in the Darke Moshe. The Hagos Shari Dura, by the way, the Shari Dura is a Sefer, Reb Yitzchak of Dura. Ashkenazi Rishonim tended to write halachic works on specific areas of halach. No? So you'll have like Grey Shari Dura, you have the Isser Heter Ha'arach. Sfaradi Rishonim tend to write books on big areas of halacha. I'm assuming that the Isser v'Heter Ha'aruch is an Ashkenazi Rishon, even though they call him Rabbeinu Yonah, it's probably not the same Rabbeinu Yonah. And even if it is the same Rabbeinu Yonah, that Rabbeinu Yonah is questionably Ashkenaz or Sfarad. He learned in a town called Ivra in France, E-V-R-E-U-X, right? Which is, I don't know, some borderline thing over there. Ashk is fired, right? Was fired to Ashk, or whatever. Whatever. Whatever he is. But Mishayim and Ashkenaz tended to write these halacha svarim on specific areas of halacha. The Shari Dura is one. The Shari Dura was a very popular work in the halachos of Isser v'Heter. It's quoted like on every page in the Daka Moshe, no? Mamish every page. There are some Hagos Shari Dura, which is written by some anonymous person who learned Shari Dura. And in the Hagos Shari Dura, in the Dinim of Reicha Milsa, is it the Trimas Hadashan? Yeah, you're right. Hagos Shari Dura is the Hagos of the Maharai and Shar Chachmei Ashkenazim. And certain Chachmei Sfaradim, which are printed in Constantina in Shnat Shuva. I just read the Sharva. Over here, this Hagos Shari Dura is entirely messed up in Girsa, because there's some defusim of Cambridge that are thrown in, and they quote that this is a Sefer HaTruma, whoever wrote the Hagos Shari Dura, or the Maharai says, I don't know where this comes in the Sefer HaTruma. It's in the Dinim of Reicha Milsa. Why is this in the Dinim of Reicha Milsa? I don't know. Or we'll talk about that maybe. But the Hagos Shari Dura says that the Kisui HaKedera is more chomer than Kedera itself. By the Kedera itself, if something is Nosen Tam Lefgam, it's okay. But by the Kisui HaKedera, there's no such thing as Nosen Tam Lefgam. That's what it says in Hagos Shari Dura. And the Darkei Moshe quotes this Hagos Shari Dura And the Darkan Moshe says that this is like a terrible thing. If you have such a minhag, it just seems ruined. The Gemara says, "I'm gozer kederish eino ben yoma ato kedera ben yomo." If you hope that the kisei hagedera always has a din of kedera ben yomo, to say you gozer the kedera ato the kisei hagedera. Moreover, there's no svara to be mechalik between the kisei hagedera and the kedera itself. This hagah of the Trumas Hadesh and the Shari Dura, Lav Mar Breid Ravashi Chatim Alei. That's an expression of the Gemara in Yevamos. Who says it's authentic? Who says it's a real Haggah? Nonetheless, the Dark of Moshe writes, Dark of Moshe says, you should not really hold like this Chumra of the Kisei HaKadera, Hamek Olo Hefzid. If you're machmir, you're being maps in the monam shel Yisrael. But I myself am machmir for myself. When I get a shayla, I basically look for some other tzad lahakel because I really don't want to be machmir on this kisei hakadera bit. And that's the way it makes it to the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama writes in the Shulchan Aruch, Yesh machmir in bekisei, lomar afapi she'inu ben yomo, dinu ki ilo haya ben yomo. Right, it's a shvera chumra. There's no svara like this, and therefore, b'makom sheish shum tzad lahatir, b'lafach. If there's any tzad lahatir, Reb Feivel writes in the Badei Hashulchan, quotes from some of the Tshuva Svarim that some Achronim hold that something comes nosa tam of gam after 2 months.
Yeah.
Right. 2 months, it becomes not just Nosan Tam of Gam, but super duper Nosan Tam of Gam. Remember that tshuva that we had in Chacham Tzvi, right, about Yishun Yud Beis Chodesh, right, which was learned. What? The Piske Tshuva right here quotes it, yeah? Okay. Piske Tshuva. Achash Nechodosh, right, Piske Tshuva Oskim. Well, thank you. After 2 months, Yesh Lahatir. Right? In other words, any tzad lahaka you're going to dig up, we're going to be mekel, because it's a chumra b'leita. Now, we had shiur on the Rav's Yahrzeit, and Rav Schechter gave the shiur in Lamport, and he said that the Rav was very opposed to the notion that there's a thing called a chumra b'leita. Right? To say just something is aser mikayach minhag, that's like against Yiddishkeit. It has to have some basis in halacha. So what basis is there in halacha for this this idea of the Hagol Sharadura? So if you look on the page in the Hagol Sharadura, there's a number of mefarshim. You have the you have the Mevosha Arim. The Mevosha Arim is the Reb Nosson Shapiro. Reb Nosson Shapiro is the author of the Sefer Megala Amukos. He was a Mekubal. Megala Amukos. What?
I've learned that.
You've learned that. You're the only one in this room who's learned that Sefer. But you know what's going on about the Megala Amukos? The Megala Amukos is the Rebbe of the Shah. You heard that? Right, the Shach learned by one of the Gresner Mekubalim. Right? Yet the Shach only quotes Kabbalah, like in two places, as far as I know. In Hilchos Mezuzah, he talks about the Shemus HaMezuzah. He quotes Kabbalah. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, right, whatever, he says, don't learn Kabbalah. That's what, it's unbelievable, right? The Shach is a Talmud of Reb Nosson Shapiro. Right? And he says, don't learn Kabbalah. Wow. Okay. So, Reb Nosson Shapiro, in the Mevosha Arim, he tainas that maybe the case over here is a din of Reyach. This din is found in the Shari Dura and the Halachos of Reyach Nosa. He's equating Zeya and Reyach. And he says that maybe Zeya / Reyach, because the Kisui HaKadera gets the, what's it called? Because the flavor goes up, Ayadeh the Zeya / the Reyach, it's such a pungent, powerful thing that it's more usser than the Kadera itself. Here's a chzi. But we said a svara from the Mishkanus Yaakov that maybe Zeya ain't a thing. Over here, the Mevosha Arim, on the Hagai Shavadura, the Mevosha Arim says, not only is Zeya a thing, it's a bigger thing than the actual Kedera. That one Mahalach. Then, the Mevosha Arim has a different Mahalach. He says, you know what? Things are nice and tan lafgam when it's nice and tan, let's say, into a kedera, into a metal pot. But you have to remember that the kisui hakedera that they had in their times might not have been metal. Maybe it was a kisui and shel batzek. The case is that they're covering the pot with dough, says Rav Nosson Shapiro. They're covering the pot with dough. Now, if I cover the pot with dough, that means that the tam is going into the dough. So it's not going to be nice and tam of gam because it's an oichel. Oichel is not nosing tam lif gam. I happen to think this is like the most, and I think it's the most reasonable pshat, by the way, in this shita. But for some reason, this shita of the Mevosha Arim does not get much traction. The Share Bina on the bottom of the Share Dura. The Share Bina's the notes of the guy who was Motzi La'or, the Share Dura. His name is Rabbi Yeshaya Nosson Freilich. I know nothing about these people. But the Share Bina has a suggestion that in their times, all pots were the same size. Now, I have different size pots. So I have different size covers. But in their times, all the pots were the same size. And they were, how many covers? They had a face, one cover. So that pot cover, they use it for milchiks, for fleishiks, they put on this pot, that pot, they're like always mixing it around. So therefore, I had to be more machmir on the pot cover than anything else. Because what are you telling me? That it's like, eino ben yomo? How do you know? A pot cover you use all the time. You're not nemo to say it's eino ben yomo. Because you use this pot cover all the time, right? For this, that, and yonder. I like that pshat also. Geshmack of pshat, no?
It doesn't read well at all.
What?
It doesn't read well at all. Even when it's in Ben Yomo, it's like Ben Yomo. We're not saying it's...
I have to be nervous that it's Ben Yomo because I use my kisui all the time. A kisui is like a yarmulke. You always use your yarmulke, right? I like that pshat.
Okay, do they know? You use it all the time. We know in...
No! Most of the Ram Yalei De'inish. Hey, you don't think about it. It's like, boom, boom, you pick it, you put it on. The Ram Yalei De'inish. Again, you have to look this stuff up. I lie to you guys all the time. Okay, so look up the Share Bina on the Share Dura Lamed Hei Hei. Right? Look it up. Take Tzadi Aleph in my edition. These Perushim, which I think are very reasonable, don't make it to the Shach and the Taz, etc. The Shach and the Taz both like a Perush that the Maharshal has. The Maharshal wrote a commentary in the Share Dura called the Mechonot and Ateres Shlomo. Mechonot and Ateres Shlomo. By the way, if you look in the Shach, when you see Maharshal be'alef vav shin, that means Maharshal be'isser be'heter shalo. Isser be'heter shalo is right here. Machonos and Ateres Shlomo on the Share Dura. Right? It's, as opposed to the Maharshal and the Yamshar Shlomo, where it's quoted in by the Perek and the Simen. This is the Isser be'heter, it's quoted on the Share Dura. Oh. So Maharshal says that the case is that the pot covers are very narrow at the top. I thought I remembered in Professor Sperber's Minhagei Yisrael some picture of pot covers in that time. I just went to the library a few minutes ago to look for it. I couldn't find it. But Litzok Miron Kav. I seem to remember like that he had like a picture of the type of pack cover that they had. Now, so what if the pack cover is very thin? So the answer is very narrow. The answer is that the zeya goes up and it gets caught there and you can't wipe it out well. So what happens? So you have to be nervous that all that zeya is going to come back down. And be'en is not nosin tam lefgam. So therefore, even though it's been more than 24 hours, I have to be choshesh that be'en comes down. There is, however, machlokes shach and taz about what the chumrah of the maharshal of the isur v'heter shalo is. The taz says that you need shishim keneged the narrow part of the pat. Shishim keneged the top of the tibi. The shach says that you need shishim pa'amim shishim keneged the narrow part of the pat. Shishim pa'amim shishim. The shach is worried that the zeh is going to go up and it's going to aser keneged shishim of itself. And therefore you have to be mevatel shishim keneged shishim. So Frekv Kibbe'egar, he says, this doesn't make sense. Because what are you worried about? The zeh is going to go up and after the balua in the keli up to shishim, but that balua is already no time of gam. How does it create a problem? How does it create a problem? Moreover, Reb Kiva Eger asks, Tmihani, Mishosha maskal hartiyach, vazeya olamayla, it's keneged harotav. The din is if I have a tipas chol shenofa keneged harotav, or you need a shishim kenegdai. It goes straight into it, keneged harotav. So over here, it's keneged harotav, because it's maskal hazia. So that kasha, the Prima Gunim answers that there's a difference between zeya and maya. That if it's mamish, boiling, if it's like mayim is there, right? We spoke about the diak and rashi, no? If it's like there is mehashulayim olam ad lamala, right? That's what Rashi writes as the din of near the kisa, right? Mehashulayim. So Prima Gunim says if you have mehashulayim, so it's nafal keneged, haraitav, what you need is shishim kenegdai. But if it's just zeya, so it's not keneged haraitav. That's how the Prima Gunim answers the first kasha of the Reb Kiva Eger. Reb Kiva Eger's second kasha is that, isn't it pogam? If it's pogam, how do you answer keneged shishim? How come you need shishim pa'amim shishim? It's pogam inside the top of the pot. So to that, you have to say something to the effect of that I'm nervous for the sheet of the Rashba, the Hainu, that the Rashba holds that the tam, shebedofne hakedera, is not pogam. It's only pogam, the stuff that comes out. So therefore, right, the tam is not pogam, so it becomes treif over there. And since it's mechubar to some be'en, so I have to be worried that the stuff which is not treif is connected to some be'en that is treif, so it's going to all come out. This shita is saying the Rashba on steroids, right, that the balua is not pogam, and because the balua, if you look in the Sefer Kinyan Deya, which I have by my makom, he says this pshat also, that this strange shita has to say the Rashba, so therefore it answers ad shishim, and therefore you have to be worried that the be'en on the top of the pot will come back down. So because I'm asa, I have a shvera minhag. Everyone says the shvera minhag. Nonetheless, the Ramah says, if you have such a minhag, you have to keep the minhag. I myself have it, but if I get the shayla, I'm mekel. What's the svara lahachmir? So you have a few possibilities. Either it's a kisur shel batzek, or it's a kisui that you use again and again and again, or it's a kisui that is very narrow. And then there's machlokes shach and taz about what happens by a narrow kisui. Do you need only shishim to neged the narrowness, or do you need shishim from shishim? Have a great day.